It's Wednesday. It's another one of those days where I've got short sleeves, but I'm carrying an umbrella because it's quite overcast. Doesn't look like it's really going to rain just yet, but they are predicting it. So better to be safe. If I didn't bring my umbrella, it would rain. So hopefully this will keep the rain away. Well, I've got some good news to report about my recent efforts to get fitter. Oh, there's a plane in the sky putting a banner. Insurance company. Anyway. Yes, for the first time since I've been, sort of exercising and watching what I eat and what have you, I got off the scales this morning and I was under 200 pounds. 199.5, so only barely under, but that was kind of a milestone for me. So in total I've lost about 18 pounds since I've been weighing myself. So that's good. My blood pressure is still a little bit higher than I would like. I got a call from my doctor to say that my vitamin D levels were quite low and she wants me to start taking a supplement. Actually, one thing is that vitamin D is what they call the sunshine vitamin, and I hope that my vitamin D levels are, while low, are on the rise because I've been getting out more. But I shall take some of the supplements and see how it goes. I've got to get tested again apparently in 3 months. I did find out that my doctor is a little bit she has a bit of a mission about vitamin D. She believes that Americans, almost all Americans, don't get enough vitamin D. So she's, on a bit of a crusade about that. But it was pretty low. It was pretty low. Another interesting thing, I've just started reading a book called Mind Walks. And it's interesting, especially doing what I'm doing, and I'm sort of walking pretty much the same route over and over again with very few variations, it can get a bit boring. And there's this book called Mind Walks, which the whole point is teaching you different ways to be kind of mentally stimulated by your walks as well as physically, and teaches you a new way of looking at how you're walking and your surroundings and stuff, being aware of your surroundings, to make your walks more fulfilling and more interesting, so that you're likely to keep on doing it, because boredom is one of the big reasons why people stop walking like this. So it's pretty good so far. It teaches you to, every walk, look for one special thing that's, out of the ordinary. I shall report later when I've read a little bit more.